Ice is also very early.
Right, different season. The day is longer and shorter.
Find it where this one takes to travel across the cloud. Differs.
The cloud is done in 6 hours, they say.
According to the Jewish theory, it is 6 hours.
According to our theory, we don't say theory, according to Bible theory. In this season, the sun runs slow. In the other season, the sun runs fast. That is understandable. But if the sun is fixed up, why in some season it is going fast and some season it is slow?
Their theory is that because the earth is tilted on an axis, that during the winter season the sun is hitting at a different angle. Therefore, it's different time. They say that the earth is rotating also, and the axis is turning from one side to the other. So that north is
sometimes. Yeah, where is the question of going fast and slow?
They say that because the smaller portion of the earth is spherical, and by the top is smaller, and that top side is pointed toward the sun. The sun is, as the earth turns, the sun is hitting each place sooner in each day. So it's going less, traveling less distance on that. And then when it turns the other way, it has to go more distance.
That's not a sense. This is nice expression. Yes. In this season, the sun goes faster, and in this season, the sun goes slower. That is quite understandable. Just like you are walking, sometimes you walk slow, sometimes you walk fast. That is possible. You can converge down road. One of the downwards research and idea. This could be ridiculous.
They have to section that big room off though then to make it easy room then.
Hmm?
It would be considerably reduced the size of that room.
Mm-hmm.
This big room upstairs. Mm-hmm. I was just looking where it was mentioned this. But then they'd have to put a section for the deity. So the actual temple space left was very small.
No, it is bigger than the ground.
It's not very much bigger. I'm sorry.
Well, his point is right also that the deity, actually the space that the deities take up on the altar, is the same exact, it's actually the same length, but it seems smaller because of the deity room being excluded in the top portion. But if we sectioned off a space for the deities, then it would be considerably smaller.
We get length and breadth of both of each other.
The advantage downstairs is that they already have that archway section there also, and the room behind, but there's not so much facility upstairs.
That's a different matter.
I
part of the year is very nice. June, July, August. June, July, August.
This is the best.
May, June, July. How many months?
It begins in the last part of May, and it ends at the beginning part of September.
Oh. So, May, June, July are at least 4 months.
college programs. Natsu from Maharaj and I have been giving a lot of classes on Varnashram Tantra. But they always want to hear something about the Hindu cat system. So they'll take us on that basis when we speak about Varnashram Tantra. And they don't have any idea to dispute it. They always some little weak argument, but they don't have any better systems.
How do you get that going?
Partly. They have some idea. They'll argue that there's no social mobility because they'll have some bodily idea that cast by birth.
No, that is not the fact. No. The quality is.
When we present the real idea, then they're just sitting there. They have no argument. And then we challenge their system that what is the purpose of your life? What is the goal of it? And they can't say.
Unless there is reason of for activity, nothing can be done perfectly well. The natural division is there in the body, the head, the arms, the belly, and the legs. Similarly, in the social body also, there must be the head. The intelligent class of that, grammar, then everything will go on smoothly. And at the present moment, there is no intelligent class of that, or laborer, worker class of that, fourth class, no first class and class. That's what society is in chaotic condition. There is no brain.
With all the injections, when we present that there's Brahmacharya, Bhaktivada Prasad Sanyas, then they become automatically hostile because they understand that we're against sense gratification.
Yes. Sense gratification is animal privilege. And sense control is human. Sense gratification is not human. Sense gratification is not human privilege. No. That they do not. their central point is sense capacity. That is a defect. They are running on an animal civilization as human civilization. That is a defect.
You see in the school.
Sense gratification is animal. And actually they are animals. If they can kill their own child, this is animal. It's like cats, dogs, they kill their own child. What is it? The animal. Who are stopping that a child is put into the
Trivik Ram Maharaj in Japan. He said over 20,000 babies. They put them in a left luggage locker. Amazing.
Bus station. Railway station. Leave luggage. Put it in lockers. And not coming back. Then from the grand man. This is simply animal food. Taking the last drop of milk from the cow and immediately send it to the slaughter house. Before sending to the slaughterhouse, they draw the last drop of milk from the cow. And immediately kill it. You require the milk. You're taking so much milk, without milk you cannot. And the animal from whom you take milk is your mother. The fertility. Mother supplies the milk. She supplies milk from her body. And you are killing the mother. Is a civilization. Killing mother. And milk is necessary, therefore you are taking the last drop of it. Otherwise, what is the use of taking the last drop of milk from the cow? It's necessary. So, why not let her leave and supply the milk? And you can make hundreds and thousands of very nourishing palatable preparations from milk. Where is that intelligence? Milk is nothing but transformation of the blood. So, instead of taking blood, take the transformation and live nicely, like honest gentlemen. No, they are not gentlemen. Rogues, uncivilized. You want to take meat, you can kill some insignificant animal, like hogs and dogs, which are so huge. You can eat them, if you at all eat. That was allowed. Hogs and dogs are allowed. Because no gentleman class will take meat, lower class. So they are allowed, all right, you can take hogs, kapasa. Lower class of men, they were taking hogs and dogs, but still they are taking. So if you want meat, you can feel this unimportant animals, why you are killing the animal whose the last drop of milk to you? What is his sense? And as soon as you take Krishna, she kills Putana, but give her the position of the mother. Because Krishna felt obliged that whatever the Putana's intention may be, but I suck her breast, so she is my mother. So we are taking milk from the cows, the cow is not my mother. Who can live without milk? And who has not taken cow's milk? Immediately in the morning you require milk. And the animal who is supplying milk, she is not mother. What is the sense? Mother killing civilization. And they want to be happy. And periodically, there is great war and also matter. Yes, sir. To make it nice garden.
Yes.
Next year I shall come.
Yes.
From May. I shall stay here. May, June, July. Oh.
We will have many flowers.
Yes. I find this place is the best than all our places. What do you think?
Yes, sir.
Special is this building on the river side. Water is there.
Maybe Srila Prabhupada, you would like to stay a little longer this year?
I got engagement. Otherwise, I would have stayed here. Already engagement is there. And I am to return by 14th August in India. Otherwise I would have stayed here. And few things are nicely done. Anyway.
It's been after you for so long and you've been bothered.
You will now in climatic condition and crops are good. Here the climatic condition is good. 4 months, this climate is very good. It is the central part of America.
Little north.
North. The north is supposed to be cooler.
In the winter it's not so good.
The
winter is very bad.
Winter 8 months?
No.
Winter is what has become solid. Another?
Yeah. Sometimes in Detroit there are 3 foot of snow in the winter. A very deep winter. But in summer.
infield countrymen that it is a very simple activity that you are feeding your mother. This practice if you want to eat meat, you can eat some other, but not important animals. There are so many. The Chinese, they are eating rats also. Rats.
Monkey.
Huh?
Monkey.
Monkey also. Monkey is the forefather of Darwin. But I've seen them so that there is no opportunity for criticism that you are coming from monkey. We extinct these kids. It is rather insulting if I say that you are descendant of monkey. Well, it is insulting. So extinct this. Monkey. I don't think there is monkey here. Africa there is monkey. You have been in Africa. There is monkey eating birds. Drop on the tree, monkey. They catch up and yes, and drop it. From high. There was a boat which belonged to this house.
Yes.
I think he has sold it.
Yes.
There are no objections.
He sold it to the lawyer. Ambarish's lawyer. He did not do a very good job. The proof is that the owner sold the boat to the lawyer. He got a very good deal. So he was working with Rome, the former owner.
In his favor.
In his favor.
Teaching.
Yes. And the boys were not experienced enough to protect the property. Chandeliers were taken, statues, some furniture was not done very nice.
That means our men were not as good. Jagadish and Govardhan. Who else? Who are in charge?
Govardhan. If the lawyer knows, you do not know, then he will take advantage.
Yeah.
He measured the two rooms, and the lecture hall length is 47 feet and 27 feet wide. And the temple room length from the back to the altar, not including the deity's room altar, is 50 feet.
Smaller.
No, actually,
it's larger. That's without the deity room also.
It's larger. And the width of the temple room is 28. So if we were to put in the altar in the top room, it would also take maybe 10 feet. And that would make 35 feet as compared to 50 feet downstairs. But because we don't have that extra space of the temple room, downstairs actually is bigger. The only difficulty is that because there's an upstairs walk, we have to walk above the deity. But if we put a nice dome there, it might look very nice also, and then not walk up there, but face it bigger.
It's how big place it is.
It looks bigger, but the temple room is actually large. It's a good size. Actually, the only reason that they need to go above the deity is to get into that room where Tulsi is. Although they open those doors sometimes. But
there are another big room, but add it together. Two rooms. Very busy. But it's not.
I was just thinking that about 5 months, it can even snow here in April. And it snows in December. December to April. Not that every day, but when it comes, it doesn't go away either.
Is the time leaflet?
Yeah. Except for these.
All other trees are done.
You are here, but it's exactly like Vrindavan.
It's nice here to be now.
Okay, most merciful topic for a book.
Godfrey Spencer. It was not at all like Vrindavan. It's a channel, actually. It comes in from Lake St. Clair, and then it goes around, and there's a bridge there. And then right just past 100 yards, goes out again. All of this property is owned by one man. His name is Harris. He owns this whole island, and all of the land up here also. And up this way, there are also many large mansions.
Ah.
Fisher mansions. The same man who built this house built many other mansions up here. This is the nicest.
What part of him?
His family members. And then, on this island, at the very end, on the lake, there is a very, very large mansion called the Garwood Mansion. But it was completely destroyed.
Right.
This man, Harris, he wanted to get all of the people off of the land that he owned. So he let the hippies and Hell's Angels move into this Garwood Mansion, and they destroyed it. And they raised commotion and disturbance all along. He was trying to get them all to leave. Very strange person. Now he's trying to sell everything. They're thinking to make some housing complex. It's a very big business venture. That is why we want to buy this land in front. To protect the front of the house in case anyone else wants to build it.
It drinks his water.
But of all the lakes in this part of the country, this lake is the cleanest. But still it is not clean. They ruin all the waterways with the factories. Flying through Detroit, I passed over the lake and I saw big oil slicks all along the shores.
It's like a Kalia serpent poisoning the river.
Huh?
It's like Kalia poisoning the river. If you'll cut the damp from your head, you'll fall apart. Sometimes our boys, when they go into the city, they see the big buildings like the Feet of Agassura. But they say, Srila Prabhupada will protect them. We will go into the smelly city. We'll distribute the books in the belly of the city. But Srila Prabhupada will come and he will protect us.
What price do you want for this island?
Very nice.
Have a mindful complex for the first one.
Yeah.
Sundays ago, a man asked after the Sunday lecture, why does Krishna like a peacock feather? Why does he have a peacock feather? So Madhavananda answered, because he likes it. The man said, this is not an answer, that there has to be some reason. Then I said, if you cannot question why Krishna likes him as a person, he would have been satisfied.
To praise God, whatever He likes, we have to practice. That is God. Why He likes, we cannot question. That is not the business of the servant. So, as servant, we simply obey the order. That is your service. Is there any instance the servant is asking me, why you are asking me to supply with this? Then what will be the position of the servant? He will be dismissed. Vittasya uttaradayaka. That is very dangerous. Vittasya bhajya sathana mitram. Vittasya uttaradayaka. Sathatrita grihe vasa. Mrityureva na sansa. Yes. Dushta bhajya. His wife is as a polluted. Dushta bhajya. And Satana Mitra and friend is a hypocrite. Dushta bhajya, Satana Mitra. Vittasya uttaradayaka. And servant does not obey, gives answer or yes. If your master asking, give me this, if he says, why you are asking? Such kind of vittasya, servant. And polluted wife and hypocrite friend, three, and a snake within the bedroom. Family means father, mother, wife, children. Generally, this is family. So, family members are supposed to be all friendly, in one accord, so that family life is peaceful. But sometimes the family members become enemy. So, how they become enemy? That is given by Chanakya Pandit. Mata Satru. Veena Katsa Pita Satru. Father is enemy if he is a debtor. He dies a debtor. According to Vedic law. Because the son inherits the property of father, he is responsible also for the death of the father. By law. If father dies debtor, so the creditor can claim from his son. So therefore, Rinukatta Pita Satru, a father who dies a debtor, is an enemy. Mata Satru Vichare. Mother becomes an enemy when she accepts another husband in the presence of children. Mata Satru Vichare. Rinatattva Pita Satru is father and mother. Then, wife, Rupabhuti Bhajya Satru. If wife is very beautiful, seasoning. Who do you ask that to? Because he's remember all his ancestors. Or that my wife is going with other somebody. And it so happens. Moti Vajjata, true. And Putra Satra Pandit. And Santi's enemy is his rascal. So father, mother, wife, sister.
And the daughter?
Daughter is also son. Son and daughter are the same person. If they are not educated, they become barren. Apandita, but not educated. Then they become barren, simply. Also, there is another place, he says. Varameka guni putrana samukha satana. Kota putrena jatina zuna bhujyana bhakti ma. What is the use of such children or sons who is neither a devotee nor a learned? So, kanena chakkhusa kim chakshut pidaiva keva. It's like the blind eyes. What is the use of it? It is simply thanksgiving. If you have got eyes, what is it? Disease, cataract or something. So what is the use of producing these eyes? Sometimes it becomes so painful that the doctors get pluck out. You know that? Get out the eyes completely and separate you the false. This is a very delicate place. Even a small grain enters, it gives so much stuff. So if the eye itself is diseased, it is very, very painful. Therefore, sometimes it plucks up. Kaneena chakkhu saakhin chakkhu pulaiva keva.
The peacock has opened its tail.
Vitthasura, he said the same thing when he was fighting Lord Indra, that a son who is neither a devotee or a hero is useless.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, if there is no Krishna, then everything is useless. Sannayitam jagat sattvam, govinda bhirahim.
attach a rope to the back of the boat. And they have wooden steel.
Right.
And they steer in the water.
Up to far side, we're at some place where there was a lake. And on Saturday and Sunday, so many speedboats with people playing and enjoying. And on Monday, no boats. Everyone is working.
They do not want to work. Therefore, they take advantage of Sunday in business and in not to work. But unfortunately, that is not possible. If they do not work, they cannot eat. If you say that there is a place, without working, you can eat. And for example, come to us. then they'll say, you are escaping. You are escaping. If you work that you don't like, and if somebody does not work, you just say. There is story like that. One saintly person was sitting and some cornice said, yes, you are escaping for not working. So he said, what shall I work? I will get money. So what shall I do with the money? So then you can live peacefully. And I am living peacefully. What shall I work? If they want to earn money, keep a good bank balance, and at the end of the life they want to live very peacefully without any working. But if somebody is living peacefully without any working, they will kill them. And yes, they will accuse them. You are escaping. If the end is this, that I shall live peacefully without any work. I am doing that in my own standard. Why are you bothering me?
Once I was on shanty camp, and an old man came up, and he was very, very angry. He was so angry, he was almost going to hit me. And he was saying, I'm 73 years old, and I have to work every day. He stopped from his job to come over, and he said, I'm 73 years old, and I still have to work. And here you are on the street, and you're doing nothing like this, and I'm so old, and I still have to work. And he was so angry, he was almost going to hit me. So angry.
Sometimes they question, how can you be happy? You don't drink, you don't smoke, you don't eat meat, you don't gamble. What can you do?
Did you not say that you have got something, the pleasure derived from all these things, that is very inferior? You have got pleasure superior for them. Therefore, you have been able to do that. That is the fact. But you have no information of the superior pleasure. Therefore, sticking to this inferior.
Srimad Bhagavatam, when Lord Shiva, when Daksha cursed Lord Shiva, he also said that statement that being fearless and always envious of the self-realized soul or their optimism of self-realization.
Inside is your mother. So, is that correct or not?
Mother.
Mm. Yeah. The mother is there. And children are there. So why there is no father? They say there is no God. How is this possible? Mother is there and children are there. How it is that there is no father? What is the answer? They say there is no God or no father.
They say that there may be God, but no one has ever seen.
You might not have seen your father, does it mean there is no father?
Then they say, what is the relevance of knowing who your father is? We exist, so let's live so.
No, no, part seven thing is that you say there is no God. That is. Or there is no father. How can you accept?
Don't say the mother and father. We see that a human being has a mother and father.
Everyone has mother and father.
But
they tell you.
But the material things, they don't need mothers and fathers.
No, there is father. You do not know. You are blind. Bijaham sabhutana. Aham bija padaputa. God says that I am the sitting part. Otherwise, how is it possible to be a children? We are experienced that as the father gives his feet, there is no question of children. So how they can deny it? Because you may have seen or not seen, doesn't matter. But there must be problem. Like Java Upanishad, Gautam Muni asked Pachatoka, who is your father? Pachatoka, are you Brahmin? Sir, I do not know. Who is your father? I do not know. Go and ask your mother. Mother asked. She said, I do not remember who is your father. But she never denied. But she, you have no father. You are automatically born. She never said that. He says only that I don't remember who is it. And he went to their service. So the mother said that I do not remember who is it. So he said frankly that my mother does not remember who is my son. So Gautam Muni accepted me, that you are so truthful, so you are Brahmin. I will accept. Nobody would like to say that my mother does not remember who is my father. But he said that. Therefore, he accepted that you are so truthful. I will accept you. So the point is, the mother says, I do not remember who is your father. But the mother did not say that you are born without father. That is not so. So when there is mother, there is children. But there must be father. There is a parent. You cannot put any argument. how they can say there's no God? We have not seen God. What is this nonsense like this? What will be the answer?
Gave a class in the university, and the professor was an atheist. He didn't want us to speak, but he finally agreed we could speak. And after we'd spoken, he gave some argument against us. But he couldn't argue against us. His argument was for us.
What is it?
He said that two fish are swimming in a tank, and one fish said to the other fish that there must be God because someone must be changing the water in the tank. And he was trying to ridicule that these fish are speculating something. But I just said to the students, so this is a very good conversation. The fish is intelligent. There must be someone who's running the environment, nature. He couldn't say anything against it. Although he was trying to be a big atheist.
What was the plan?
He was trying to show somehow that these foolish fish were speculating something, just to make some story that would sound that this is a ridiculous thing. But it was a very sensible thing to think. So
what is that, sensible?
That the environment is being controlled by someone, not by us. So there's someone superior. So I just said that to a student, so this is your professor is giving a good example.
In our favor.
In our favor.
That's the fact? Fish may be swimming in the water, but a sensible fish must inquire, but who has to eat this water? We are enjoying in the water, all in the land, but the inquiry should be, whose land it is? He has demarcated this land mine, he has demarcated this land mine. But originally, who is the owner of this land? Sava Samudam Sadbam. Everything is God's property. That is natural. And God says, O Kranam Jagadav Sam Shaluka Maisal. Somebody must be prepared. I am proprietor of this land. Who is the proprietor of this water? That is natural to me. If somebody is proprietor of this land, then somebody must be proprietor of that water.
You want to ask that same question to Kenneth Keating in Delhi. Is that you say that this is America, but who owns America?
It's a bunch of Imam Liddhi, Sarvakhetri Shubhavis. The best thing is to follow the formula given by Krishna. Navan Guskitana Mura Prabhupada. As soon as one denies its supremacy of God, he is either sinful, rascal, less than mankind, in these categories. Disease becomes. So, we shall take things very simplified. As soon as we see somebody not Krishna conscious, immediately we take him in either of these groups.
Yes,
then it is the object when it comes to arguments. Understand?
In argument, we should never be defeated.
So in the school, college, classes, there's sometimes argument.
All the time. We always say, half the time, question. Immediately, how do you know that that is true? How challenge. Why does that mean? How could God enter scripture? Basic.
In this part of the country, I think the students, generally they admit that they're strong. They're a little biased in this central portion. There's so many farms and they're not so.
What is it?
But then they don't accept that Krishna consciousness is the only process for understanding them. They want to maintain Christian religion or not Christian religion, but sense gratification at the same time, God
comes. Well, we are not denying sense gratification. We want to regulate, that's all.
Actually, you have the best sense gratification.
Hmm? Yeah.
But radio program, one lady, he was asking questions. He was very envious that you are living in such a palace.
How can I know?
And
government's caravans, they're living in the best place. They have Krishna caravans. Supreme government. We have, must have the best car, best house, best food, everything. You are unfortunate. You are wretched. We can afford it. We are government. Why the governor is living in the best house of the city?
We said you can live here with us.
Without any charges. Did you not say? But as soon as you shall say there is no tea, you'll go out. Oh, are you? And you have to rise early in the morning. Oh, I see that. Then can't tell it isn't. Oh, I see.
There's so many apparent contradictions in our lifestyle, the karmas are just baffled.
Mm-hmm.
They see us living in a big nice house and enjoys nice grounds and everything, and then we tell them we get up at 3:30 and take a cold bath and do so many, and not, and we don't drink or smoke or anything. They can't understand.
The Sunday newspaper here a month ago did a very big story, old front cover, and it was called Krishna Consciousness, Salvation or Slavery.
That was that article that we saw in Honolulu.
These are our two biggest book distributors of the women.
Mm.
Nikki Sivanji and Mother Jagadatri. They claim that when we chant, we hypnotize ourselves.
And it's still his very expenditure. You hypnotize by this. See, you haven't got to pay for that. Or whiskey bottle. That is also hypnotizing. You want to forget all days ever by drinking. That is also hypnotizing. Or by gambling. So, we also hypnotize. It's like a hypnotizing.
What do you
argue?
It may be hypnotizing, but by this hypnosis, we get people to give up gambling, intoxication, eating, and illicit food. So it should be adopted. My father is the president of the liquor company, and they study the charts to see who is drinking the most. And they have discovered that the biggest drinkers in the world are the politicians in Washington, D.C., that they drink more liquor than anyone.
So many anxieties.
How can they manage this?
When we were running our political format in Melbourne, one of the boys was going for some positioning in the state. He was quoted in the newspaper. They picked it out as the quote of the week. Because they asked him, they said, what would be the first thing if you're elected that you will do? So he said, I would abolish the bar. I would abolish the bar in the House of Parliament. So they said, oh, why would you do that? So how can you rule a country when you're intoxicated all the time? So they picked it out and put it in the newspaper as the quote of the week.
Who's that?
In Melbourne, in one of the papers.
I mentioned.
Yeah. He was down in that room.
Grandpa's like that. How you can rule over them? You are always intoxicated.
Ask the general mass of American people if they hear this, they will respect us very much. It's like we are staying in the camp strikes. The little children, they come to the arsenal. Then they go back to their campsite and they tell, oh, mommy and daddy, come see this wonderful bus. So they bring their fathers to the Bhagavad Gita class. We were lecturing to the fathers of all these children. And afterwards, they were all giving donations and taking Bhagavad Gita. Because when they are very much upset about the country, but they have no solution. And then the men who should give alternatives.
Of Newsweek magazine, there was a very large article about Washington, D.C. politicians, congressmen, and senators being exposed by the press for going out with prostitutes and taking money and misspending. Expose scandal.
How do you sound in the press?
There's a very nice factory over there.
Oh.
You can see the smoke still.
Oh, no.
What is it?
It's electrical.
Electrical.
We have got open place, but we cannot sit down for a long time. Feeling this flow, cold.
Very beautiful here, all over the ground. There's also very beautiful places over there, and all over.
Now, develop it. Nice. Fruit and flowers. And no trees. Abundance. All foods.
Yes.
Quite strong.
Rich.
Yes. Sarara. Matera. Jackfruit. Apple. Guava.
Pineapple.
And flowers.
There are lots of gardenias here.
Where are you brought this?
Ann Arbor, Michigan. A farm. They raise peacocks on a different farm.
Sounds just like Rick Gavin this morning.
Also, the evening begins at 3:30. Morning at 4:00. 3 hours. That is also not complete dark.
Moscow is very far north. Very northerly.
I think I went in the month of June.
Moscow, it was the mango season in India.
Yeah.
Because I remember when you went, someone said, you'll miss the mango season to the top. And you said, freezing in the snows of Russia is more sweet than any mango.
Even though that you went there in the early summer, there was no fruits or anything. No flowers.
Only these
strawberries.
Shrubs. You simply eat meat, that's all. And some meat cripples.
They can't even do that now. Someone was saying that they restrict them now. One day a week they have to eat fish because there's not enough meat.
Yeah.
So they force them to eat fish now. It's very bad.
They are breeding. In the airport we met one man, see. He is working on breeding a large bull, like cattle. You know, they breed cows for slaughter. But they are breeding now a very large cattle. They grow very, very, it's called, instead of buffalo, they've named it beefalo.
Crossbreed.
And it is very huge bull. They raise it only for slaughtering, for getting a large quantity of meat. one buffalo weighs hundreds and hundreds of pounds. And they sell it for $500,000 for one, so that they can breed it with others and make many. In the airport, when we are distributing books, we meet many farmers who have slaughter ranches. Whenever they say farmer, usually it's for slaughter.
Because they're main dairy cows. We're raising them, especially for milk. It's called America's Dairy Milk. They have many, many big dairy cows, and they're getting so much milk. We were preaching that if you take a piece of Africa, you don't have the richest place. If you have so many cows, and we're preaching that people should drink milk in San Francisco, your state will be the richest.
Oh, from milk we can make so many nice foods. The ghee, and then from ghee, from grain, from food, we make so many directions. Just like dal, pulses, soak it in water, and then fry the ghee, put masala. It is so nice, salty, but dal milk. Then make samosa. You introduce these things, dal milk, samosa. Jalebi. They like, they have no taste at all. Sandesh, Madhubullah, Pantua, so many varieties.
In the restaurants in New York, many respectful people come. They come once and they come back again and again and again.
Kamanna, Puspanna, Pitlanna. So many. What is this? If you kill the cow, you get the meat only one time. But if you allow the cow to leave and get milk, and from milk you can make hundreds and thousands of people. That is in Delhi. In Delhi there are shops, very respectable shops. One side salt and one side fish. But this salt side or sweet side, they are all based on ghee. This preparation, dahi vada, so nice. Combination of grain and sugar. So introduce this. They do not know. It is a new type of chili we are trying to introduce. For the benefit of the human society. They do not know it. Crude civilization. Primitive. Kill an animal and eat. And when you are civilized, You are supposed to know so many things, why should you kill animals? Utilize animals. This milk is sucking the blood without killing. That is humanity. You are eating beef because of the blood. So, if you take the blood in a different way, you get the same benefit. And if you are still ambitious to eat the meat, flesh, just wait, it will die, it takes a better. Why so hurry? Everyone will die, there is no doubt about it. So he takes the dead body and it. Why do they not?
They said there's something wrong with it. When it dies, it has so many diseases.
This is rascal. They are eating so many dead animals.
But they say if they kill it in a healthy condition, then the meat they eat is good.
No, no. That's like lobster. They are very fond of lobster. The lobster is never bought lean.
No.
It is dead and rotten, decomposed, and they eat. They cannot say that by killing they get fresh. You are eating so many rotten things. Decomposed. Actually, I've seen it has become like pus. And it's still there.
In England, they had a system, the gentry, it was pheasant shooting season, they used to kill the pheasants, then they would hang them up in the outhouses. And then after a few days, it would begin to rot. And when they were able to pull the skin off, just in one piece, when it was just hanging off, they could just pull it off, then it was good for eating. That's when they would eat the flesh.
And another girl, digging the pig, you said?
Oh, okay. Cynthia was saying in Hawaii, they bury the pig. And when it becomes completely rotten, they dig it up and freeze it.
So similarly, when the cow is dead, you dig or put it within the... or take it. No, nobody will object. In India, that is the system. When the cow is dead, there is a class, they are called cobblers, shamar. They will inform and they will come, they will take it. They will eat the flesh and take the skin and tan it in their own method and then prepare food. They sell it in the market. So, without any price, they get the skin. They eat the flesh, so nobody is harmed. But there is a class, nothing is harmed. From economic point of view, it is very good. So why are you seeing and maintaining so big picture? Let everyone maintain the cows for taking the milk. And when it dies, you take it. Make that onion.
The animal flesh becomes poison. But because of the fear of the animal, he releases adrenaline in his bloodstream. This adrenaline makes the meat poisonous to the human system. Proven scientifically.
Cancer.
That is one of the causes of cancer. They're
I think we published some article.
Yeah, that's
got it. Because it's research.
It also
changed.
Cancer is the largest killing disease now.
These are some pictures of our farm project, St. Louis farm project.
Yes, it is fun project. Very nice project. Self-dependent. Very good. Krishna personally. He lives in village. Park, cows, park, land, Govardhan Hill. It's very nice. Then in America we have more commerce there. Produce vegetable, grains, milk, eat sumptuously. No economic prospect. Prepare very nice product. And make some money by sending ghee in the city. Sutapiti will take charge. There is sea also? No.
Is that water?
Water?
It's a small creek.
No, not ocean.
Not
ocean. There's the hills in the background.
I think these farm organizations will not be liked by the government.
Because of the self-sufficiency? Once they know that we can live independently, they won't like it.
Already. They are attacking in New Vrindavan. They are attacking in New Vrindavan, publicity saying that
it's just a big farm
and
this
and that. They don't like to be safe. If you
were to go to
the back of the they see that we are living independently in the entire society. They don't like us. They want everyone to be following their way of society.
And not our way. If you want to enforce your way of life, why not I enforce my way of life? Then what is my independence? You cannot enforce your way of life. This is standard life.
Neighbors.
Like us?
Yeah.
Ketan and Amanar is the same there. We're very popular with the neighbors there.
That is a good sign.
One farmer called us this tractor, the Hari Rama
tractor. They're getting jelly, fresh vegetable, fresh milk. Very talented.
You wanted to have a cow here, but they won't have a
cow. That is difficult. The government is a cow. So you have to the child of the gods. But Prabhupada, not Prabhupada, the majority of population in favor of it. Then you will get both. This is the easiest process. The majority of people write that this Kusatantas man are very nice. Then you make a candidate, vote for Kusatantas person, such and such. They vote. In this way, he captured the Senate, then government, then presidential. At least there must be majorities of the people sympathizer of this movement. Then it is so. So you do everything. Exemplify the people in votes. It is difficult in this way that these people are thriving in intoxication, gambling. How we can live without it? That is difficult. They cannot imagine him that without these things one can live. Is it not?
Yes, correct. You stop them doing that, they have no activity. Just working.
And a new soccer program so that we can stay awesome.
He's out there coming.
Ready to birth.
Yes. That's not going to change a little bit, but
I saw a squirrel down there earlier. So squirrels. Those ones just down there earlier.
Let the ideal section of our people and do your personal advancement. Because that must, if people come, that's all right, otherwise we must make our own life successful.
Even if they will not listen, simply by your being there, even if they see a chance japa sitting on a street corner, they will become Krishna. We got a phone call today from someone in Kalamazoo, many hours away, and he met some devotee in a store who was there for purchasing something. And just by talking for a few minutes, he decided that he wanted to come here and see you. And it's like, he was calling on the phone, then he could be here.
Yeah. If we get these lands, we can cultivate some brain food stuff. on account of this water facility, you can grow so many vegetables, fruit, eggs, so on. With cows. Industrial civilization will fail. They are manufacturing simply cars. The time is approaching very swiftly. There will be no more demand for cars.
Already it's failing.
Huh?
Already. They're making so many cars now, and there's no more, people aren't purchasing. In the newspaper, you see big pictures of huge miles of lots of unsold cars. The whole motor car business industry is going down.
They have another fix. It's very cheap, so the cars will break down every year.
If I don't want it, it's cheaper. Yeah, who cares for it? If I don't want that. There was a statement by some Pope that the crown of England is offered to me at very cheap price. So why should I accept it? What should I do? That is it. But if I don't want a car, suppose if we advance our farming program, who will want the car? Theoretically accepted. There is a demand in the farm. Where is the necessity of car?
Therefore the government does not like.
Yeah. Government does not like now because we are not going to eat meat. We are not accepting liquors, no gambling, no prostitution. So the government is already concerned. Theoretically, suppose these things have stopped, then where is it? Human civilization, everything is finished. Because they have no other alternative. We have got Krishna consciousness, but they have got.
They become bored very easily. They do not have all the different material uses. They become very bored, depressed.
And we have got everything. We have got feasting, dancing, chanting, philosophy, clean, and spotless life,
friendship.
Huh?
Friendship.
Yeah, everything. No animal feelings. We are not envious of anyone.
People come to the temple and they say that it is like paradise here. Because there's no anxiety. Everyone is so happy. Peaceful.
To keep this standard, that these people will be attracted. They will appreciate it. Don't minimize this thing. Keep it. Thanks.
A boy said today that this place is like heaven on earth.
You know, only said that we found some difficulty
is that sometimes if there's some discrepancy in the behavior of our students, some petty feeling or something like that.
And that we have to train our men so that they're ready well behaved.
In Laguna Beach, we had so many complaints that they were trying to stop the temple. And their main complaint was that these devotees were taking flowers from people's gardens and without any permission, without any pre-taking. And just on that account, they wanted to stop. At least $50 worth of flowers.
So why are devotees who take flowers on that? Stop it.
Yeah, they stopped it. I sent a letter to the neighbors that no one is taking flowers and we are planting. Now they've done that, and the neighbors come and they appreciate the sunset garden very much.
You can make them friends that your flowers in the garden will dry and fall down. So while it is fresh, if it is offered to God, and He'll get benefit out of it while you are there. That's a fact.
They'll do that.
Yes, so convince them. They're not any.
We used to tell them that in Melbourne, but they said leave them alone because we want to enjoy them.
Huh?
They say that they're there in their gardens for their own enjoyment.
They have no idea that why the flowers are taken. It's not for our enjoyment. But for your enjoyment. But your flowers will get such a way to smell.
It's a little difficult to explain afterwards. Instead of explaining before, they would take and then explain.
Yeah, that you have to learn. That is preaching. What he'll do, I've seen the gardens, there are lemons, apples, they're rotting and falling down. So while they can be used for Krishna's purpose, for them to do it. Too hot. At night, of course, it is not hot. They lie down in open place like on a cot. Very pleasing sleeping. All there in the same tree?
Yeah, yeah. Seven of them.
Because the virgin is going to get the lady of the
room. Parts of the same thread are trapped.
By Ann Arbor Temple, there's one squirrel.
What?
In Ann Arbor Temple, there's one squirrel who comes to take prasadam from the devotees. He comes right up to them and takes some lodge or something like that. Very fat squirrel.
He knows that they love us.
teachers say that every morning the peacocks wake them up.
Hare Krishna!
Yes. What did they
say? What did they
say? Yeah.
Ahoy!
It means it's not a nautical form of greeting used by sailors.
Same sound radius. That way it is very important that there's so many good passing.
Today I was speaking to a lawyer on the phone, and I said, we are very busy now, having a program here, our spiritual master is here. He said, yes, I heard some of my friends were driving past in a boat, and they saw 300 boats. Many respectable people come to
town. Oh, yes.
These people who own boats,
they're greeting, that means they're respectable.
Yes, they're
on your neighbor.
They're very.
That friends will meet them.
Yes, we can have a place here where they can stop and we can serve prasad.
No, that is our gateway.
Place there.
Yeah.
Serve prasad and sleep.
Imagine. Come in, take prasad. Out of invisibility, they may come. Give them prasad. Show them temples.
In this
for the books. Simply put their titles. Please come in and take prasad. In and read our books. The bath took a piece. And that's it?
Yes.
I tell them this way.
Yes.
How quickly they will tell. Everyone knows his business. That intelligence there, everywhere. Pahar on the job, I went for these things. How to eat, how to sleep, how to enjoy sex, and how to defend. Everyone knows. We do not require to educate them. Only they cannot take the physical function. That is only possible by the human. Other necessities of body, everyone knows. The favor he is up to the people. Every morning, this place should be washed with water. That is the way. You can sit down and chant all day and night. Very good. What is wrong there? Kirtaniya Sadar, Bhairav Thakur was doing that. Don't imitate, but I have to say, if you do that, what is the problem? think you can acquire some land with the government for agriculture and cow protection. Oh man, so much better than that. I think there is upset community because of that. Sometimes in life, some important government officers let them see what we are doing.
Like that congressman the other day.
Yeah.
He's very impressed.
He's friendly. He can introduce a law. The law itself. You may not think they're in charge. And some pictures from our book, There are some painters here. No painters.
No.
Well, no, there are so many painters. You can bring from.
Yeah, I was thinking.
What about
Yes. Yeah.
There are waterproof and everything also.
Give them one big room.
I think you have to charge us to come.
He's busy there. But somebody may go there and learn from there how to make God. And look at here. One room, there are so many big
yes,
rooms.
Yes, I was thinking that.
But God, I don't know. It will come.
He likes those things.
This is what so called library research center. He makes all rooms. This big, big room. All that. Yes.
They would like that very much.
Yes.
Because already this is like a historic museum.
Yes.
It's so beautiful.
So, a big glass shed. One girl saw me in Rasa, no? How are you?
Chandra neighbor.
Yeah. But she's not getting facility in Hawaii. She can come here with 2-3 assistants.
Hmm.
Here there's so much place.
Yes. Yeah.
So correspond is
why?
Or ask our woman to that answer. Write one letter to Govinda Jayashu. I'll send.
Yeah.
You can come with her assistance. There is a very good scope for doll making and exhibit.
Mm.
And the place is very nice, you'll like. So many other girls, they can also learn. Doll making is very easy. That's easy.
We have good facility here, sir.
Oh, yes. The clay is soft here.
Well, usually they purchase clay, don't they? For barges. Usually they purchase arch clay in America.
Kular Sat.
Yeah.
That is one. Kular Sat. Please.
Actually, the previous owner of this house, he wanted to make this a restaurant, very posh restaurant on the waterfront. And he applied for many, many months to get permission from the city. And finally he got it. So actually we have restaurant status here. it would be very easy for us to start a restaurant. People would come just to, when people see the house, they are so amazed.
That would be a big attraction, a waterside restaurant.
Mm, yes.
We could have tables and chairs all on the ground. And
we are not going to do. But I thank you for doll exhibition. And give them prasadam, free restaurants in the city, just not here. Nobody will come to the restaurant from the city, very much. But we give them free prasadam. Let them come and see and read our books and get prasadam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Lord, you mentioned that soon there will be not so much use for automobiles. What will be our means of spreading the sanctity?
You said what? Is that good exercise?
By ox cart also?
Impossible. What?
Maybe we can develop some mystic opulence, Walter.
In this world, everything has got six changes, but then stage, then develop, then vitalize, then dwindle, then finish. Everything. So, the motor car civilization, it was born. And now the time has come, it is dwindling and it will be.
They have no more.
Just like railway, they have no more. Anybody. But when it is invented, it is very important. Now it is easier. That is the nature of everything here. It cannot be farmer's benefit. That is the most. They become very enthusiastic when some new thing is bought. Child is born, very happy. The same child when he is dead, unhappy. But one must know, what is one, it is death. So everything material has got a period of development. Then it dwindles and then. So from this nature's law, you can see this motor car, attraction, utility, will it finish?
Now they are lazy, airplane. Now everyone wants to travel by air.
Yes.
In some large cities, the airports are so crowded. There is so much traffic overhead that now they have to develop means of
all accidents take place by coming down.
Yes.
Or while going up. On this sky, there is no building.
They call it traffic control system in the sky. It's like there's traffic on the roads. They call it the traffic control system. There's so much traffic in the air.
What's the control?
They keep them flying around the airport until there's room for them to come in. Once
they are living their dreams.
Yeah.
I mean, there is no space. They send news and don't come down. So they don't let them.
They have been known to hit in the air.
So he has 40 yards with him in his power.
Everything's a problem with that person.
When we are traveling on the road, we see so much land not used. And we think, why not take everyone out of the factories? Let them plant fruit and flower trees along the roads all over the country. And build beautiful ponds for everyone to bathe in when they walk, for refreshing. It's like in Chaitanya Charitamrita. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, he was building a road for Lord Chaitanya. Very nice.
They will see us scatter out, brother, then pick us up, stand in the house.
This is our biggest book distributor of the day, Prince Clark with us. One day in the airport, he distributed 300 Srimad Bhagavatams in one day. That is a record.
Heartbound, come on, Bhagavatam.
Heartbound?
How did he sell some? Unless you have a supernatural power. After it is. That's.
Many amazing things happen when we are distributing books. People come up to us and they say, no, I will not take your book. I will tell you now that I will not take your book. If you want me to read your book, then I will read it, but I will not give you any money. And we say, all right, please read it. Please read the book and tell us what you think. And they say, all right. And, oh, please give a donation. And they say, no, I cannot give a donation. And we say, all right, but please read the book. Oh, and give a donation. And they say, all right, I'll give it.
And you give the book?
Yeah. It is like magic. This is the signs we help them also. One big lawyer, he is fighting us against the not going to the airport. He was working for the airline. But he was going on a pleasure trip to Las Vegas from New York. So his friend gave him $5. He said, when you come to a good charity, give this and we'll give you good luck. So he put the $5, got on the plane, went to Las Vegas, gets off the plane, goes into the terminal and a young man comes up to him and says, we are doing very good work. Please give a donation. He says, oh, my friend is giving me $5. So here is a good cause. Gives us $5. The boy says, oh, here, take this book also. So, all right, go, he sits in the car. He opens the book. Oh, no, it is a Hare Krishna. I have been tricked. This story was told by Jamal Krishna Maharaj's parents. Their friend was the lawyer. So Krishna is benedicting everyone, even the enemy. the army salesmen, they stand around to watch us distribute books because they are so amazed at our technique of sales and distribution. They want to learn.
They become very respectful. They don't know anything about our philosophy, but they see how it's like.
Good salesman.
Yes. Sometimes they even offer jobs to the devotees. You come and work for me, you will be salesman for my...
The one nonsense book he has got. Yeah, we are going to stop yourself. Tell them that we are going to stop yourself. Instead of helping you for selling your books, we are going to stop all these nonsense books. That is our reason. So the wives of Eastern. That is his explain in this program. Natad Vatas Chitra Padam Harir Jasa Pradinita Karhichi Tadvayasam Titham Usanti Manasa. That however nicely it is written, with what is called metaphor, poetry, ornaments, and very good language, grammatical setup, and so on, so on. But that, although it is very nicely written from literary point of view, but because it does not contain any glorification of Krishna, it is just like the spot where the crows take place. Crows. The crows, when they go to the nasty place where all nasty things are thrown, they take pleasure. So all these other literatures, they are meant for the crows. This literature is meant for the swans. Paramahansa. Why do you want? It's not the body called as me. So far advanced in the development of life, consciousness. It is meant for them. It is not for the crows who are still eating all nasty things in the garbage. Crows, they do that. They take pleasure where there is garbage or nasty things. And the big swan, they like water like this, garden like this. That is, even in the lower animals, there is difference between the crow society and swan society. How do you mean?
Police cars.
Police cars very often visit this park.
No.
Yes.
It's 9 o'clock.
As many as 10 o'clock. What is it divide? One here and there. Just like a blind man sleeping, now his son is getting, please rise in the morning. So he said, call me morning and evening. I'm blind. Kivara Sotivani. For me, there is no difference between day and night because I cannot see it. So you want to see something? That is better than Krishna. So, are the time now? No. If you have to go, you can go.
No, the main acid is finished at 7 o'clock.